Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Distribution, we talk importing and exporting. For this feature, we speak with Jeremy Doctor of Expansion Energy. And this segment is brought to you by The Crude Life. When you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. Visit their website at www.thecrudelife.com. And now, back to our Bakken Distribution feature with interview Jeremy Doctor of Expansion Energy.
State, and it doesn't really matter where I go. There's only one place I could call my home.
Do you guys take a position or do you comment on the current state of the importing and exporting laws and rules when it comes to either natural gas or crude oil?
Yes. I am a proponent of exports, both for light sweet crude, because we've got surplus and we've got more and more surplus coming on stream all the time. It's looking for a home. And frankly, if you're going to send crude overseas, you might as well send the good stuff, which is a light sweet crude. And that's for environmental reasons as well as economic reasons. And in terms of exporting natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas, I'm also a strong proponent of that. We have got gobs of natural gas in North America looking for a home. The rest of the world is hungry for it. Frankly, it's a tremendous opportunity for domestic producers as well as midstream companies. And frankly, when you see things happening in Russia today where Putin is flexing his muscles by natural gas and gas pipelines.
Did you see that story, by the way?
I've seen many stories about that.
Russia signed a $400 billion natural gas deal with China.
With China, sure.
And I imagine that would have some impact on the United States.
It will, but I would also say our getting more aggressive in exporting LNG would have also made that deal less likely to occur. So that, in fact, is my point.
I'd agree with that.
LNG will give us the ability to have greater geopolitical influence. Interestingly enough, with private capital, with no military intervention, with nobody dying on the battlefield. In other words, we can flex our energy muscle by delivering world the gas it needs via LNG and make great profits doing it. This is a win-win-win.
Ag and energy. There seems to be a coexistence or a kind of a merger in many forms with ag and energy. Have you got any comments on the evolution of this merger happening between ag and energy? Because a lot of people think they're on opposite sides, but when you really look at it, they really have to learn how to work together because, quite honestly, they're sharing rails or land, everything.
Yeah, it's quite true, and you are correct that there needs to be good, harmonious coexistence for both to thrive, and they can. And I think, by and large, in North Dakota, that is exactly what has happened, and that even the ag community recognizing that the oil and gas industry has brought an awful lot to the state. In fact, there are synergistic opportunities. Some people are well aware of this, but for the general public, we have all of this surplus natural gas, which can be used to create ag fertilizers. And now we're even seeing proposals, several within the state of North Dakota, to do multi-billion dollar fertilizer projects using all of this associated gas that we've got in abundance here in North Dakota. So the ag community will benefit greatly from that, because in times past there has been difficulty in getting ag producers getting their hands on fertilizer at the right time in the planting cycle, etc. So having close to home production will certainly help the ag producers, not to mention of course now that we've got the oil and gas industry producing a lot of crude here, that has stimulated companies like MDU Calumet to put diesel refinery projects in place and to provide more diesel fuel, which the ag community desperately needs in certain times of the year, certainly planting and harvesting time. So there is definitely some convergence, I think, here of interests. As long as everybody is smart about keeping their eye on the big picture, I think it's going to be a pretty strong, mutual, harmonious existence.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Born and raised?
Yeah, born in Minot, raised in Bismarck, and it's still home today.
Just your observations of your life in North Dakota. I mean, from, you know, we've had some ups and downs in this state.
Well, I'll tell you, when I was a teenager in the 1980s in North Dakota, obviously ag times were tough. Oil and gas industry had collapsed. It was a lot less economic activity going on in North Dakota at that time. And frankly, many of North Dakota's young people during that period really had to think seriously about leaving the state, unfortunately. Now, a tremendous reversal. Of course, this is a magnet state. This is a tremendously active economy. A young person in North Dakota today doesn't have to, unless they wish to, doesn't even have to think about leaving the state and still having mountains of opportunity. Very prosperous existence. Great place, of course, as we all know, to have a family and be active in a community. And I consider North Dakota, the whole state, to basically be one big community. So that, fortunately, remains, notwithstanding all of the second economic activity and all of the influx of population that we've had to bring here to get the oil and gas industry where it is today.
All right, final question for Mr. Jeremy Doctor of Expansion Energy. And it's more of a comment, and the comment comes from you. What do you want people that are listening or reading to take away from this and remember about Expansion Energy and what you guys represent here in the Bakken?
Sure, great question. We are, as our business model implies, strong believers in technological solutions. The world is always going to have challenges, including the challenges that we face in the oil and gas industry today. But I can tell you that there are technologies being innovated in places and in ways that you can't even dream of, including technologies developed for other industries that we're able to bring into the oil and gas arena. So my main point here is that I'm very, very optimistic that technology and ingenuity and innovation, which this industry has been particularly good at adopting, is going to bring solutions to a lot of these problems. And as long as we keep the pressure on ourselves to continue to get better, be smarter, be more innovative, and take some risks, we're going to solve these problems.
All right, one final question. What's more fun, solving the problem or the acceptance of your solution to the problem?
You know, our chief technology officer would say solving the problem. But my answer would be I like commercializing.
Yes.
That is my role. Unless you deploy, it doesn't do much good. So demonstrations and the commercialization process in general, while it can be a long and unpredictable path, is where the action happens. So it doesn't do anybody good to have great ideas unless they get deployed. And so for me, that's the fun part.
Like most things in life, it's at least a two-way street. Huh?
Absolutely.
You
have to have the right partners on your team.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
And that was Jeremy Doctor of Expansion Energy. To listen to the full-length interview or other Bakken distribution features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And that concludes today's episode of Building the Bakken. For past shows, interviews, and feature stories, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And I'd like to remind you folks, we are also available on iTunes. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio, I'm also a featured columnist for a variety of publications. I invite you folks to pick up a copy of the Bakken Breakout Magazine to read my latest feature on North Dakota's newest boom, capitalism. And if you're traveling down in the southern states, keep an eye out for my latest column in the Oil and Gas Monthly Magazine and The Oil Man, a high-end publication out of Norman, Oklahoma. Building the Bakken's distribution expands every week, and I invite you folks to visit our website to keep up to date at where the latest radio station, podcast, and column can be found. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. I'd like to thank our sponsors one last time, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oilfield safety solutions, and Montana Rigmat, the original rigmat company of Montana. Better mats, better prices. Montana Rigmat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening.
Now there are days when I feel lost and separated, and every step I take falls on foreign ground. I feel like going back to North Dakota, take a job and find a wife and finally settle down.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.